morning. I've never known a season like this for acorns. Most years they fall in about the end of September or beginning of October. And so many creatures love them that they've all been scoffed up by the middle of November. Now everyone knows that squirrels love them because they jump collecting even in the Thames. Ah, but wood mice love them too. And the pheasants and wood pigeons. Oh, and deer arrange miles for them. And any that are a bit stubborn about falling off the trees are buffeted by flocks of rooks. But there's still carpets of acorns under the oak trees this year. And it looks to me as if there'll be some for the gleaning by Christmas. And in many ways, this is a good thing from the sportsman's point of view. Acorn food helps to keep the game anchored in the woodlands, where the keeper be able to find and flush it when shooting days dawn. Ah, but when the acorns have all been scoffed up, the bird tends to roam far and wide in search of other delicacies. And the danger is that they find them on somebody else's land. In normal years, when the natural food dries up, the keepers lay blankets to straw in the woodland rides and scatters expensive wheat and grain in it, in the hope of keeping the pheasants busy. The snag is, of course, that by no means all keepers are lucky enough to have oak trees growing on their beats. If there's any nearby, they'll have more trouble than ever with their birds straying. But we're all right, I'm glad to say, because the woods that slope down to the lake in the park contains the best oaks anywhere near Ambridge. Anyway, last week the best entertainment in the area, we were told, was to be found in Borchester. On Saturday night, Shula and Caroline was at Nelson to see the fabulous Hebe.
Hello, Dino. I think you just stopped for a drink. Anyway, Shula,
what?
About your little brother. Well, I'd hardly had a word from him for ages, and then this.
You're not complaining, are you?
Well, you could have told me sooner.
He's a fool of him about, isn't he? A dashing young officer in the,
Queen's Own Hussars.
When did he go to Berlin?
Oh, he's been there a few months. Usually it says a postcard.
And he's
actually
sent you the ticket.
Returned from Heathrow. Oh, yeah. Nelson's got to give you some champagne on ice.
Hardly will get a drink anything else.
It's not full price, of course. You get some kind of concession.
What?
Him. The army gave him 6 tickets.
Huh? I'll be lucky if I get a 5-foot record token from David.
Well, Tim's on duty over Christmas. So that's the only way he's going to see any of us.
Look at Nelson and Phoebe. Come on.
Well, Nelson, isn't he? Potty palms, don't know.
So, when are you going?
I don't think I can go.
Well, why not? Because of this
morning. It'll be the week before Christmas.
You know what it's like at Grey Gable.
Oh, just tell him you're going. He won't be able to stop you.
I think it's a bit unfair.
He'd just go around and bully everyone else to work harder.
Exactly. That's why it wouldn't be fair.
Oh, well, Christmas at Grey Gable is just millions of fat businessmen scoffing turkey dinner.
Yeah, all those disgusting office parties.
Go on. Get Auntie Peggy to look after Grey Gable.
What? What did I do with a man in my prime?
Oh, poor Nelson. Look at the way he's simpering over her.
Yeah, it's still a bit painful.
Well, of course it could be wrong. Maybe the romance of the day.
Have you said anything to Mr. Woolley?
No, not yet.
Oh, I think we're going to start again.
Well, that was quick.
Perhaps she'd rather sing than sit eyeball to eyeball with Nelson.
Oh, look, he's got his arm round her. How old is your brother?
24.
That's a bit young.
Young for what?
I don't know, whatever he does. He seems incredibly young to me.
He used to call me Beau. In fact, he still does.
Dear Beau, hope you are well.
What is it, his arm?
Oh, I just met someone in the cavalry regiment.
Sounds a bit posh.
Oh, it is. He's quite a bright lad.
That's why he ever so kindly sent me the ticket without asking me first.
And now I'd like to have a young man come up on the stage, please. Any volunteers? Ah, yes. Here comes a very handsome fellow.
Oh, no. I thought Nigel was supposed to be working here.
Would you care for another crumpet?
No, really. I couldn't.
Oh, well, let me talk you up.
Thank you.
I'm afraid our provincial Sunday afternoons do tend to be a bit monotonous.
Not at all.
Oh, I'd hate you to get bored and go back to London.
Bored? When you've just taken me to such a lovely drive.
I'm sorry the wildlife park was closed. And the Museum of Rural Craft.
Yes, that was a blow.
Hebe.
Yes?
Hebe, I hope you realize how much I'm indebted to you for being here.
Oh, nonsense, Nelson.
Hebe.
Yes?
I'm not sure if I'd recommend the cake tray. Some of them look a bit crusty around the edges.
Well, it's a nice cup of tea.
When I booked your room, I didn't realize quite how shabby this place has become.
Oh, I've grown rather fond of it.
It's not quite the writ, eh? Oh, well, that stuffed owl is making me feel uneasy.
It's not an owl. It's a buzzard. I've looked at the label.
I'm sure I've seen that glass eye somewhere before. Hibby?
Yes?
I realize my affairs must seem insignificant to someone like yourself.
Why?
Well, since you've been here, my whole life has changed.
I'm sure there are hundreds of other performers who could have done the same.
And nobody could possibly do it quite like you.
I just like singing. And I'm lucky enough people seem to like listening. And even luckier that some people even pay me to do it.
Ah, yes. That reminds me.
Oh, I didn't mean...
No, I'm glad you mentioned it. What name shall I make the check out to? Or would you rather have cash?
Cash? That's a bit unusual.
Yes, cash it shall be. I'll bring it to you this evening.
Thank you. I hope it's not too much trouble.
Well, thanks to you, I've got more cash at the moment than I know what to do with. Though I won't deny there are some people who might have a few suggestions.
Quite an improvement, don't you think, Jack?
It's certainly better than it was.
Well, I think they've done a very good job.
Yes. All we need now is a few buses.
We're not the only village round here with a bus shelter, but no bus service.
Oh, I suppose if you stood here and waited for a few years, something might come along.
I doubt it.
Still, if we've got a shelter, we've got to keep it in good order. How much did they charge for the new coat of paint?
I haven't had the bill yet. But it wasn't just the paintwork. There's a new bit of guttering along the front there.
Hey, look here. There's still some graffiti scratched on this side. I don't suppose I could get it off.
Yes, I know. There's a lot carved into the seat as well. It seems to get worse every year.
It's those kids, isn't it? You see them hanging around here nearly every evening, no matter what the weather.
G.H. That must be a holiday.
Oh, I'd love to catch one of them at it. I really would.
Oh, you can't be too hard on them, really. I remember I used to carve my initials all over the place when I was a boy.
But this is vandalism.
No. No, just ordinary village children and a bit of a loose end.
I wouldn't call the horror bins ordinary children.
I saw Lucy Perks down here the other night.
You didn't?
She seems pretty normal.
Oh, I don't know if I'd let a daughter of mine spend her evenings sitting in a bush shelter.
Well, I suppose there's not much else for them to do.
Perhaps now it's been smartened up a bit, they'll treat you with a bit more respect.
Yes. Well, I think I'd better get home. I'll be late for tea.
Oh, by the way, Freddy, before you go... have you been to Nelson's recently?
Yes, as it happens, I have.
Ah.
Not that it's somewhere I go very often.
No, 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 of course not. I understand he's got some girl there, a singer.
Oh, you mean Hebe?
Oh, yes, that was it, Hebe. Did you see her?
Yes, I did. In fact, that's why I went.
I see. What did you think of her?
Hebe?
Hmm.
Well,
how would you say she compares with... Well, the Tommy Croker Quartet, for instance.
She's different, certainly.
But did you think she was good?
I thought she was charming.
Oh.
In fact, it's the best night's entertainment I've had since... Well, since I can't remember when.
Hello, Laura.
Freddy?
Any chance for a cup of tea?
Freddy? I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I just got talking to Jack and...
What's this?
Well, what's what?
This. In this saucepan.
Oh, that's just a few scraps. Potato peelings, cabbage leaves, it's for the ducks.
Well, of course it's for the ducks. Who else would it be for?
Well, that's what it is. Scraps for the ducks.
What I want to know is, what was it doing in the oven?
Well, I put it there before I went out.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to cook it slowly for a couple of hours, and then I was going to give it to the ducks.
Oh. But why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think you'd be interested.
Well, Freddy, I think it was very thoughtless of you. I really do.
Thoughtless?
You've made me waste the whole afternoon.
I'm sorry, Laura. I don't quite
Here,
see how...
Here, now look at this.
Ah, yes. I thought I could smell cooking. What is it?
I'll tell you what it is. It's a loaf of bread. That's what it is.
Is it?
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Well...
Of course you haven't. It's a complete disaster.
It does look a bit solid.
I'll say it's solid. I don't suppose it's risen more than half an inch.
Did you remember to add the yeast?
Freddy, I've been baking bread for the last 50 years. Of course I put the yeast in.
Then why didn't it rise?
Because you had the pan of rubbish steaming away and cooling the oven and filling it with horrible fumes. That's why.
But why didn't you take the pan out before you put the bread in?
Because you shoved it right at the back, at the bottom, and I didn't see it.
Well, to be quite honest, Laura, I can't see how it could make that much difference. That's just about the worst loaf of bread I've ever seen.
And it's all your fault. I'm going to have to throw it away and start all over again.
Had the bread risen before it went into the oven?
Well, of course it had. My bread always rises.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure.
You had a good look at it. You didn't just whip the cloth off and shove it in.
No, I don't know. Look, you're confusing me with all these questions.
Well, I just want to get at the truth, Laura, so it doesn't happen again.
I know what happened. As soon as I put the bread in with the duck food, it just collapsed.
Well, perhaps we could use it for toast.
I bet you couldn't even slice it. You have a go.
Yes, I think it's a chainsaw job.
Freddie, there's no need to make jokes about my cooking.
I'm sorry, Laura. I'm sure we could break it up somehow.
Supposing somebody came round and saw it, I'd just die of embarrassment.
I tell you what, I'll take it outside and tear it to pieces, and then I'll mix it up with the rest and feed it to the ducks. Shall I?
Berlin, eh? Oh, that sounds very exciting. Of course you must go, Caroline. You haven't had a decent holiday for ages.
Well, it might be a bit difficult.
Difficult?
Yes, you see, it's the week before Christmas.
Oh.
I can't really leave your short staff at such a busy time.
The week before Christmas?
He's already sent me the ticket. I know it's terribly sweet of him, but I do wish he told me about it a bit sooner.
It is rather sudden.
That's the trouble with Tim. He doesn't stop to think.
The week before Christmas? It's not really the best time for any of us to go on holiday.
No. I suppose he might be able to change the ticket. Perhaps I can get a refund.
Change it? No, there's no need for that. You must go, Caroline.
Oh, no, Mr. Woolley, I couldn't. I mean, how on earth...
Of course you can. I'm sure we can manage for a week or so. Even if it is just before Christmas.
Yes, but who's going to...
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about Trudy Porter only this morning.
Yes?
She's a very capable girl, and she certainly got away with the guests.
Well, yes.
It's about time she had a bit more responsibility.
Perhaps I could have a word with her.
Oh, you leave that to me. I'll put her in charge while you're away. It'll be good practice for her.
Hello.
Oh, evening, Shula.
Am I interrupting you?
No. Caroline's just been telling me all about her trip to Berlin.
Oh, you're definitely going, then. Well,
Of course she's going. I do allow my staff to take holidays.
I should hope so, too.
Trudy's going to look after the dining room for me.
Good. It'd be a terrible shame to waste that ticket.
And you'll come back full of beans, ready to tackle Christmas Day and Boxing Day and the New Year's rush, eh, Caroline?
Yes, I suppose I will. Oh, by the way, I saw Nelson in the lobby.
Nelson?
Yes, I think he's looking for you.
Ah, I wonder what he wants.
Are you coming for a quick drink, Caroline? Well, if there's nothing else...
Good evening.
No, that's all right. I know where to find you.
Hello, Nelson.
Oh, Caroline, how nice to see you.
Bye-bye, Nelson.
Bye.
Are you looking for me?
I can't stay long. I just wanted a quick word.
Oh, yes. What about?
You know very well what about.
Eh?
How much did you offer Hebe?
I'm afraid that's a secret between her and myself.
Anyway, I'm pleased to say she's decided to turn you down.
Oh, has she?
Look, I've nothing against a bit of healthy competition. But at the moment, I'm in a corner, and Hebe's my only chance of getting out.
Yes, all right, Nelson.
She's booked to sing for me till Saturday. So until then, I'd be eternally grateful if you'd keep your lousy hands off her.
What?
Do I make myself quite clear?
Well, perhaps you could tell me where it was.
Just on this table.
Exactly where on the table? Could you point it out?
It was near the front, about here.
I see. Right by the window.
Oh, near the window. I know. It was a stupid place to leave it.
And there was nothing hiding it.
Hiding it?
Well, did it have a cover or a box or anything like that?
No. I used it in the last lesson on Friday and forgot to put it away.
Was there a tape in it?
I remember I took the tape out.
But you left the actual video machine on the table?
Yes. I'm surprised the caretaker didn't spot it.
We've already had a word with him. We've still got to see the cleaners, but I doubt if one of them took it.
Who do you think did take it, then?
Somebody who got in through the boys' lavatories. One of the window catches is broken.
Oh, Lord. Well, it wasn't anyone in my class.
No, it's unlikely to be a first former, but these days you never can tell, can you?
I can, actually.
Which slot were you teaching on Friday afternoon?
4B, girls.
And this room is just used for domestic science?
Yes.
Do they have video films on domestic science?
You'd be surprised.
Well, it's not the kind of material I usually come across in my job.
No, I don't suppose it is.
Anyway, thanks very much. You never know, we may come up with something.
Honestly, I could kick myself.
I wouldn't let it worry you. It happens all the time.
Oh, but if only I'd remembered to put it away.
Yeah, well, some of you teachers will forget your own names if the kids didn't keep reminding you every 5 minutes.
Oh, yes. I'm the home economics mistress, and I'm supposed to be organised.
Well, we can't have our minds on the job all the time. You live in Penny Hassett, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah, we're more or less neighbours. I bought the old police house in Ambridge.
Yes, I know. I remember Sid Perks telling me.
Isn't he the landlord of your cottage?
I suppose as local Bobby, you must know all the gossip.
I keep having to remind people, I'm not the local Bobby. I'm a sergeant in the CID. There is a difference.
Sorry.
What made you decide to live out in the wilds?
Oh, I don't know. I like it. What made you?
It's a question I sometimes ask myself.
You're not regretting it, are you?
I suppose it always takes a bit of time for people to get used to you. You know what these little communities are like. It takes them a while before they can see the lovable side to a chap's nature.
I don't know. I've made a few friends.
Yeah, lucky you. Anyway, I'm not complaining. I got the house cheap and it's better than a police barracks.
Well, if you've finished, I'd better go and have my lunch.
Just one more thing before you go.
Yes?
Can you think of anybody who might have stolen the video?
You mean any of the children?
No, anybody at all. Pupils, staff, even parents, if you think they might have done it.
No. No, I can't think of anybody.
All right. Well, thanks anyway.
Thank you, really. I can't help feeling that it's my fault you're having to go to all this trouble.
Now, don't blame yourself. Blame the little villain who climbed in through that window. And if you do think of anything, you know where to find me.
I reckon the thing that gets me down most of all is a mess.
You mean the dust?
It gets everywhere. Put my nose in my hair.
Well, some people are allergic to it, aren't they?
Wouldn't be at all surprised.
That must be ever such hard work.
Oh, you mustn't complain, Susan. You never hear horses complain, do you? Or donkeys. Oh.
For now. Can't you get Eddie to do it?
Oh, yeah. Suppose I could try.
Well, can I help then?
No, thanks, Susan. I'm going to sit down. I expect Edward's going to wake up any minute.
Where's William?
He's watching Eddie do the milking.
You do look tired.
Anyway, that's 12 more pounds ready to go off.
How long did it take you to do that?
Don't know, really. I tend to lose track of time. Just keep turning the handle round. About an hour, I suppose.
They're nice little bags, aren't they? Grange Farm, wholesome old foods.
The only thing Eddie's done to help so far is to stencil the words on the side. And he keeps leaving the E out of wholesome.
Do you reckon anybody's going to buy them?
Oh, yeah. People can't seem to get enough of the stuff. We keep getting more orders all the time.
So you have to keep making it.
Well, I suppose it's worth it. Shop pays us 50p a bag.
50 pence?
Mm.
Oh, Wimmer. You haven't got a cloth, have you?
Oh, dear, has he been sick?
Just a little bit on my shoulder.
There you are.
Can't you get a machine to grind up the corn for you? I mean, one with an engine.
Dunno.
I mean, it must make your muscles ache.
If it goes on much longer, I'll end up with arms like a gorilla.
Oh, it's Neil.
Love.
Hello, love. You're early.
Yeah, the rain got so bad, Mr. Archer told us to chuck it in. So I nipped down to Olive Tree and came on here.
Want a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, if there's any going. Where's Joe and Eddie?
Eddie's milking. I don't know about Joe.
I haven't been here long. When do you want to go?
Oh, there's no hurry. As long as Emma's all right. Hello, Emma. Yeah, what's that machine on the table?
Oh, don't ask.
It's for making flour.
Blimey. Where'd that come from?
Joe got it from Mrs. Aldridge. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Is that what's in those bags?
They're selling it in the health food shop in Borchester.
It's one of Joe's bright ideas. Supposed to be organic.
Oh, you mean like Tony Archer?
That's right. Suppose it's all his fault, really.
Clary's having to grind it all up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hold Emma?
Yeah, I'll take her.
Here you are, then.
Just saw your mum outside Martha's. She reckons Herbert Evans has got pneumonia.
Oh, dear.
Pneumonia?
Yeah. Taking him to hospital.
Poor old soul.
Your mum doesn't think he'll last long.
Oh, Neil. You know what this means, don't you?
Get in.
Oh, it's cold, isn't it? Think there might be a frost tonight.
Look, Lucy, I don't want to go on it. But you can see how difficult it is for me to keep doing this.
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't know it was going to be late.
What happened then?
There's been a burglary at school.
What?
It's true. Somebody broke in over the weekend and stole the video.
Huh? Did they know, did you?
Well, I don't know. But the police were there all morning. Well, Sergeant Barry's been around talking to the teacher.
Oh, I see. Now, I suppose the reason why you're late is because he's had you locked up in a cell since 4:45.
I said I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't just run a pub for fun, you know. I'm going to be 10 minutes late, aren't I?
I rang you, didn't I?
Well, not till 5:30.
And you hung up before I could ask you any questions.
I just went to Katrina's place. I only stayed half an hour.
So you've just been sat there, playing records?
Well, no, she's got this new computer game. It's really good. You've got to try and stop this bump.
Oh, all right. Oh, I don't know. There's no answer to it, is there?
You've got to let me have some social life.
Yeah. I just wish you could do it in Ambridge. It'd be a lot easier for me.
I can't help it if my friends all live in Borchester.
All of them?
Most of them.
You've, gone off, Billy.
Oh, Dad, that's stupid. Never even talked to him. Honestly.
Sorry.
Anyway, he goes home early now because of the daylight.
Look, love, I'm not trying to stop you seeing your friends, honest. I just can't go on coming down here to fetch you at this time of night.
I can't see why it's so difficult.
Well, you know as well as I do that the late bus doesn't get you to Wharton's Gate till 6 o'clock, and 6 o'clock just happens to be opening time.
Well, nobody comes in for the first 10 minutes, do they? Only Tom Forrest.
But that's not the point. It's my job to be there, even if nobody ever comes in.
Well, what am I supposed to do then?
Well, to start, it might help if you tell me the day before and not just ring up at the last minute.
I didn't know I was going to stay, did I?
And neither did I.
Well, Katrina didn't ask me till this afternoon.
And what did you say when she asked you?
I said yes.
You didn't say no, not tonight. Not tonight, because I'll miss the early bus, and my poor old dad'll have to drop everything and come and fetch me when he should be at work.
Oh, Dad, that's not fair.
Yeah, it sounds fair enough to me.
It's only once, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Well, what about last Thursday? And the week before that?
Well, that's only once a week.
You mean it's only when you happen to feel like it? You're not a child anymore, Lucy. You've got to learn to think about others besides yourself. And you could try starting with me.
By having a go, have we?
Hold the torch steady. Blimey, what a mess.
We might not get a chance like this for 10 years.
I thought I could smell something when we were coming back from Clary's.
What's happened?
I don't know. There's oil all over the engine. Must be a gasket.
I was thinking about it while I was feeding Emma. I'm going into Borchester tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. What for?
Well, I'm just going to tell them, that's all.
Tell who?
The council housing department. Just tell them that we're interested.
You can't do that while Herbert's still alive.
Well, don't see why not. We won't be the only ones after that house.
Nothing on the dipstick at all. You're lucky to get home.
Can you mend it?
No, not tonight, I can't. I'll have to get it down the garage tomorrow morning.
Oh, dear.
We're already on the list, aren't we? If Herbert does die, then they're bound to think of us. We do live in the same village.
Yeah, but supposing someone else gets in there first? Some people will do anything to get a council house. We won't get it unless we try.
Yeah, but supposing you go down there and make a fuss, and then Herbert gets better.
Oh, Neil, I can't see as it would do any harm.
Besides, we haven't even decided if we want to live in a council house.
Oh, but it's ever such a nice one. It's at the end of the row, and it's got a garden at the side.
Yeah, I know. And it's just down from your mum and dad.
Well, we'll have to live somewhere. Doesn't look as if we're going to be able to buy a place of our own.
I don't know. I just think we ought to wait a bit.
We won't stand a chance unless we get down there straight away. Can't you see that?
Suppose word gets round the village that we've been trying to get into Herbert Evans's house while he's still lying in hospital with pneumonia.
No one's going to find out, are they? Well, I'll say it's confidential.
Anyway, how are you going to get into Borchester?
Oh, I got it all worked out. I'll feed Emma early, and then we can drop her at my mum's, and you can take me down to catch the bus on your way to work.
No, I can't. I can't take you anywhere till the car's been mended.
All right, then. I'll walk to the main road. I don't care how I get there, so long as no one else gets there before me.
Well, come on in, Peggy.
Oh, what a funny smell. Have you been cooking?
Yes, no, it's just something I had in the stove.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting you?
No, I've finished.
I've got some raffle tickets. I thought you and Freddie might like to buy a couple of books.
Oh, yes.
It's an Ada Borchester General. First prize is a microwave oven.
How much are they?
5 pence a ticket, 50 pence a book.
Oh, righto. I'll just get my purse.
Oh, is that a pot of tea?
Oh, yes. Would you like a cup?
Mm, unless you're busy.
Help yourself. There's a mug on the table. Well, here we are. £1.
Oh, thanks. Poor old Jennifer's gone down with some bug or other. Called in on the way round and she was just about to go to bed with a hot water bottle.
Hmm, I hope it's nothing serious.
Oh, I don't think so. But it's Brian's birthday today. Not going to be much fun for him.
Apparently, Herbert Evans has got pneumonia.
Oh, dear.
They reckon it's touch and go.
Oh, hello, I'm afraid. Oh, hello, Peggy.
Hello, Freddie. Oh, what has he got there?
Ah.
It's nothing. Take it away, Freddy.
Bread, isn't it? Thought I could smell something.
Well, it's...
Oh, go on, tell her. It's your fault.
It didn't rise very well.
Well, I can see that.
That's the second time in a row he's ruined my bread. It's enough to make you want to give up and buy a sliced white loaf and a plastic bag.
What happened?
Well, I put it on the table to rise, and he came clumping in from the garden and left the door wide open. By the time I noticed, it had gone completely flat.
Laura, the door was only open for a couple of minutes.
It does feel very heavy.
Well, it's nothing to do with my cooking.
The same thing happened on Sunday. It seemed a bit of a coincidence to me.
How odd.
Now, what do you think, Peggy?
I've never seen bread quite like it. It seems to be hard and soggy at the same time.
Well, what do you expect?
And if you ask me, it would take more than the odd draft to make it end up like that.
Yes, I think you're right.
Hey, whose side are you on?
Did you use fresh yeast?
Well, of course I did. Are you trying to suggest it's something to do with my dough?
No, of course not, Aunt Laura. There's obviously something wrong with it.
Anyway, we'll just have to try again.
You mean you can try? I've had enough.
Oh, come on, Laura. I'll give you a hand.
If it all helps.
No, thanks. I'm not doing any more cooking today. Besides, we couldn't make bread, even if we wanted to.
Why not?
Because we've got nothing to make it with. I've used up all the flour.
I'm a reasonable man, Caroline.
Yes, Mr. Willis.
And I know in this game you have to be able to put up with a bit of plain speaking.
Yes, Mr. Willis.
But I do object to being threatened.
Did he actually threaten you?
Oh, there was no mistaking his tone.
What did he say?
Oh, I don't know if I care to repeat it in your company. But I could tell he came pretty close to losing his self-control.
That's not like Nelson.
I mean, he doesn't own this Hebe, does he? She's an entertainer, an artiste. I was only offering her a job.
Well, I suppose she is booked to sing for him until the end of the week.
Booked? How can she be booked if he can't even afford to pay her?
You don't actually know he can't.
Well, he hadn't given her a brass farthing by last Friday. And she's been there a fortnight already.
I suppose it's up to her, really.
Well, who knows, Caroline? Who knows? Higgs! Higgs! Mind you don't crack that glass! Oh, anyone would think he was stone deaf.
Do you think he's safe up there?
Well, I'm sure if I wasn't here to watch him, he'd end up putting that chisel right through the window.
I mean, do you think the ladder's safe?
Huh?
He does seem to be wobbling about a bit.
Hmm, looks all right to me.
About him?
Yeah?
I know Nelson's been a bit hard up recently.
Hard up?
But I'm sure he'll pay her in the end.
From what I've heard, he's been one step ahead of the bankruptcy courts for the past month.
Well, that's why he's so desperate to hang on to Hebe. He'll hardly get in to see her on Saturday night.
I know, Caroline, and that's why I want her up at Grey Gables.
Oh, I see. Have you found out why the window was rattling?
Oh, it's just a loose pane. He's supposed to be chipping out the old putty and replacing it.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to fall.
And I'll tell you another thing, Caroline. Nelson Gabriel's besotted with that woman.
Mm.
Hook, line and sinker. I could tell by the way he was watching her the other night.
Well, she's very charming. And she's got a lovely voice.
Yes, and she's much too good for him. Not that I...
No, of course not.
No. Anyway, he's obviously managed to cajole her into staying there till the end of the week. I made her a very generous offer, but she seems to have turned it down flat.
Well, I've only met her once or twice, but I'm sure she wouldn't break a contract. Or a promise.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Goodness.
Huh?
Did you see that?
What?
I'm sure that ladder slipped a few inches.
Higgs doesn't seem to have noticed.
I think I better go and stand at the bottom.
Caroline, mind out. Oh, dear, Caroline, are you all right?
And now you can get sugar from something that looks like a giant parsnip.
We just send it off to the factory and let them deal with it. Quite a complicated process.
What happens to the leaves?
Ah, we keep the tops and feed them to the cattle or sheep. The topping, lifting and cleaning are all done by the same machine. Look, you can see the rows of tops being chucked out. There.
And all the roots go straight into the trailer?
That's right. Well, they should do if it's working properly.
Very impressive.
Hmm. When things go well, it can be a pretty good cash crop.
Anyway, the reason I came up here is to try and pick your brain.
Far away.
Well, the fact is that Laura has been having the most terrible trouble with that bread making.
Has she? She didn't mention it last night. At least I suppose she might have.
Yes, of course. Many happy returns of yesterday.
Thanks.
How was the elderflower wine?
Well, a bit young, perhaps, but quite distinctive.
Yes. Anyway, to get back to the bread. Laura keeps blaming me. But I think it's something to do with the flour.
What was it? Some sort of wholemeal?
That's right. She got it from the health food shop in Borchester. but originally it came from Grange Farm.
The Grundy?
Yeah, it was in a bag labeled Grange Farm Wholesome Whole Food.
Are Joe and Eddie selling this stuff?
Indeed they are. And what's more, they're grinding their own corn to make it.
Grange Farm Wholesome Whole Food.
And it may be just a coincidence, but the last two loaves she's baked have been a complete disaster.
Oh.
And they were both made with Grange Farm flour.
Well, she ought to go and ask for her money back. She might as well try a new sawdust.
Oh?
Well, the Grundys are still growing a soft grain wheat called Huntsman. It was a fantastic variety in its day, but not the best for bread making, I'm afraid.
Like quite a nasty wound. Does it still hurt?
Not anymore. It's not that bad, really. Mr. Woolley insisted on putting this huge dressing on it.
How did it happen?
Higgs dropped a chisel on my head.
What, Higgs?
Yes, Higgs.
I don't understand. Why did he do that?
He was at the top of a ladder and I was at the bottom. I was lucky he didn't come down point first.
He could have killed you.
Quite. Luckily, I put my hand up in time and the handle just bounced off my knuckles.
What on earth was he doing?
He was supposed to be mending a window. I think he did it on purpose.
Oh, no, surely not.
Well, he didn't drop the chisel straight down. He hurled it over his shoulder.
Why would he do that?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps he was just bored.
Well, I hope Jack had a word with him.
Perhaps he's conspired with Jean-Paul to try and stop me going to Berlin.
Oh, I don't know, I'm sure. He is terribly clumsy.
Oh, he's an oaf.
How are your holiday plans? Are you all set to go?
Yes, if I can stay alive till December the 15th.
Good. Well, you're not to worry about Grey Gables.
Oh, you're all being terribly kind.
Nonsense. Why shouldn't you have a holiday?
Morning, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Jack.
What do you think of my little bit of first aid, hmm?
It looks very effective. You certainly haven't skimped on the sticking plasters.
Well, we don't want an infection to set in, do we? I expect Caroline told you how it happened.
Yes, she did. It sounds like quite a narrow escape.
Oh, I think Higgs is becoming a menace. I've sent him out into the woods and told George to look after him.
I've got some raffle tickets. I don't know if you'd be interested.
Raffle tickets?
Do you want to buy some?
Yes. How much are they?
5 pence each.
All right, I'll have one.
Just one? Most people have at least a book. That's only 50 pence.
Whatever you say, Peggy.
Caroline bought a book, didn't you, Caroline?
Here you are. 50 pence.
Oh, thanks. First prize is a microwave oven.
Hey, what would I do with one of those?
You could sell it. Or give it to me.
Oh, by the way, we've had a phone call from Aberystwyth. Those dentists want to book a lunch on the 20th.
The 20th? That was yesterday.
The 20th of December.
Oh. Well, you better put them down, hadn't you?
That's the week I'm going to be away.
Yes, I know. We're not closing down, are we?
Right, I just thought I'd better ask.
I told her not to worry. Trudy can cope.
Yes, that's right. We can cope.
It's the same menu all that week, isn't it?
Afraid so. Turkey, beef or pheasant. Plum pudding, sherry trifle, or profiterole.
Now, Caroline, you know that's what people want in the festive season. Man cannot live on nouvelle cuisine all the time.
Well, then, I'm sure even I could manage it a pinch.
Yes. It's not that I think Trudy isn't up to it.
What?
I just think it's a bit much to ask her to take it all on at such short notice.
What do you mean? You
now,
said...
Jack...
It's all right. Caroline must have her holiday. But I think Trudy might need some help.
Well, you know, I'd be only too pleased.
Yes, Peggy, yes. But there is someone else I could ask.
Oh, really?
Well, Hazel has done this sort of thing before, hasn't she?
Hazel?
And I'm sure she'd be only too pleased to come and lend a hand.
Ding dong, girl of Ding Dong Lane. We shall meet again in Shanghai. Where the lights are hanging low.
Nelson.
What do you want?
I'm supposed to bring you back to Earth.
Go away, I'm busy.
Well, the fact is we open in an hour, and there's still practically nothing to drink.
Pretty pinky, panky, pink.
Nelson, your order hasn't arrived yet.
Have you rung them?
Yes, there's still no reply.
Oh, how tiring.
There's obviously nobody there, unless they're not answering. When was it supposed to be here?
Oh, they said by noon at the latest.
Who are these people, anyway? They're not your usual suppliers.
It's a one-man firm. I suppose you may be having a busy afternoon.
Selfisham Wholesale Importers. It sounds a bit anonymous.
He's the nephew of a very great friend of mine. He's just trying to set himself up. What have we got left?
Half a case of Rioja, 3 litres of house white, 3 boxes of that strange Mexican rosé you can't get rid of. Nothing. That's it.
Oh, dear.
Why didn't you get it from your usual place? They've done you perfectly well in the past.
Yes, and they weren't paying for what they supplied in the past. It just happened that this young man was able to offer me a large discount in return for cash.
You don't mean you've already paid for it?
Hello.
Hebe, my dear. That was quite delightful.
Thank
costume.
The more I listen to your songs, the more enchanted I become.
Nelson.
Hello, Nigel. What a nice cravat.
Oh, thanks.
Some of these old lyrics have a strange beauty. Don't you agree, Nigel?
Well, yes, I suppose.
Well, of course, it takes an artist of Hebe's skill and sensitivity to bring out their full potential.
Oh, Nelson, you really are a hopeless critic.
Would you like a drink?
An orange juice would be lovely.
We've got some of that, thank goodness.
Nigel will get it for you.
Yes, of course. Before I do that, oughtn't we to do something about the wine?
Well, if it doesn't turn out by half past, you can nip down to the off-license.
The off-license? What am I supposed to buy from the off-license?
Whatever they've got. A couple of cases of plonk, just to tide us over.
And how am I going to pay for it?
Oh, there should be 50 quid in the till. Take that.
Right. I'll just try ringing that place again. Yes, after I've got Hebe's orange juice.
Poor Nigel. Sometimes I think you're a bit mean to him.
I don't even know what he's doing here. Anyway, as we've got a few minutes to spare, Hebe, I wondered if you and I might have a talk.
Oh, dear. A sort of vibration, was it?
Well, more of a hammering. Just when I thought the roof was going to fall in, it suddenly stopped.
Oh, blimey. It sounds like something to do with a pipe.
I think it was coming from the cold water tank.
We can't have that. I'll try and get a plumber around there tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. I don't want to make a fuss.
No, not very nice when you're on your own in the dark and you start to hear strange noises.
Well, don't worry if it takes a few days.
Hey. Do you want a drink while you're here?
Oh, yes, please. I'll have a lager and lime.
Right.
We had a bit of good news today. Apparently they found out who pinched the school video.
Oh, yes. Who was it?
It's the brother of a girl in the fourth form. No one from the school, thank goodness.
And who found that out? Not Ambridge's answer to Sherlock Holmes.
I don't know the details. I only heard this afternoon. Didn't Lucy tell you?
Well. And me and Lucy haven't been saying much this evening.
No?
She was late home from school for the second time this week.
Thanks. Was it detention?
No, nothing like that. And she's got this friend Katrina, and Katrina's got a computer.
So Lucy's been going back to her place?
I'm just cooking her tea when the phone rings. Sorry, Dad, I'm at Katrina's. Can you fetch me off the late bus? And bang, that's it.
I see.
And as the late bus doesn't get in till 6...
She's been doing this a lot, has she?
Yeah, at least once a week. Every time I try and be reasonable and tell her how difficult it is, but it's like a water off a duck's back. It's starting to get a bit desperate.
I suppose it's bound to happen if she's got friends in Borchester.
I don't want to put an end to it. I'd just like to try and work out a compromise. Like her giving me a couple of days' notice.
Look, I come home late myself at least once a week. Well, like tonight. Perhaps we could work something out.
Oh, no. Don't put you to any trouble. This one's for me and Lucy.
Do you want me to have a word with her? It might help.
Well, yes. Thanks very much. It is getting to the point where whatever I say turns into an argument. You know, yes, I did. No, you didn't.
Good evening.
Oh, hello, Neil.
I can see her now if you like. Is she doing her homework?
Yes, well, as far as I know.
A bottle of light ale to take away, please, Sid.
Taking it home for tea?
I haven't got time to drink it here.
You've been working late, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been down with the pigs.
There you are. You, know Miss Holland, do you?
We've met once or twice.
Yeah. Neil's married to my old barmaid. And they've got a lovely baby daughter there.
Yes, I know. Congratulations.
Oh, by the way, Neil, I heard something that might interest you. Well, I expect Susan will tell you when you get home.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Old Herbert Evans died this afternoon.
But what happened? Who was that man?
I didn't ask his name.
He pushed me. Did you see? He nearly knocked me over.
Well, you shouldn't have stood in his way, should you?
He was only trying to ask him what he wanted.
You're lucky he didn't pull your head off.
It looked as if he'd escaped from a zoo.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid he was after more than just a packet of peanuts.
Oh, you mean you owed him some money?
I believe he was acting on behalf of one of my creditors, yes.
How much did you give him?
I didn't give. He took.
How much?
All of it. He pinned me to the bar with one hand and emptied the till with the other.
You mean everything? All of our cash?
Our cash.
But why didn't you stop him?
Oh, look, Nigel, do me a favor and stop pestering me for 5 minutes. I need a stiff drink.
But that's it, don't you see? We haven't got any drink. I haven't got no money to buy any.
How much did you say there was?
Half a case of Rioja and 3 liters.
Yes, all right.
But the place is starting to fill up. We can't just give him spirit.
You'll just have to make it last until that idiot boy turns up with the goods.
I don't think he's ever going to come. I think...
Go away. I don't pay you to give me advice.
But Nelson...
Just leave me. I need time to think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start this evening with a particular favourite of mine. Painted lady, with your lovely clothes.
Sid found out about it. It was supposed to be a secret.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it?
Your mum's been going around telling the whole village.
No, she hasn't.
Aren't you at least a bit sorry that he's died? You must have known him all your life.
Of course I am. But we couldn't help it, could we? He was in his 80s.
No, you didn't sound very sorry.
Oh, Neil. Aren't you pleased we're going to get a council house?
We don't know that we are yet, do we?
Well, we got a good chance, though. They said we'd have priority.
I bet everybody knows we've been waiting for him to die. I've been getting some funny looks recently.
Oh, don't be so stupid. Even if people did know, I can't see what's wrong with that.
I reckon we ought to at least wait till after the funeral. That's if we decide we want it.
There's no point in waiting now. Besides, it's not up to us, it's up to the council.
Anyway, try not to look so happy if you go down to the village tomorrow. Old Martha will spot it a mile off.
Well, to be quite honest, I don't reckon many people are going to miss him. He was a miserable old so-and-so.
Oh, Susan, for goodness sake.
Well, he was. They've been trying to get him out of the house for years. He couldn't really look after himself. In the last couple of years, he wouldn't even let anybody go in there. Not without a fight, anyway.
Eh? Well, what sort of state's he going to be in, then?
Oh, it's all right. They'll clear it out for us. Besides, I don't suppose it's that bad.
I bet it's like a blooming pigsty.
Well, that doesn't matter. We'll make it nice.
If we decide we want to live there.
Well, I do, anyway.
Look, Susan. We haven't really decided, have we? We're still supposed to be looking for a place to buy.
Yeah, but we didn't know this was going to happen, did we?
I know we didn't. And that's why we ought to stop and think a bit before we do anything final.
It's not final, though. We could always move out again.
But once we're in there, you won't want to move, will you?
Why are you being so awkward? I can't help it if my family lives in the same road.
Susan, it's not that. It's just that we haven't agreed anything yet. And I think we ought to talk about it first, that's all.
Good evening, Mr. Gabriel.
Ah, Sergeant Barry. I've been half expecting you.
You're busy tonight. The little lady seems to be going down well.
Mm. But I'm sure you didn't come here out of nostalgia for the good old days.
No. I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you.
Really?
Yes, we've just had word from Felpersham CID.
Some of Borsage's finest, I believe.
The word is that some young cowboy set up a firm and then disappeared, taking most of his customers' cash with him. Does that ring any bells?
Not Felpersham wholesale importer, by any chance.
How much did he take you for?
Oh, about 800, cash.
And you've not seen any of the goods?
No, and I don't suppose I ever will.
Sorry, mate. Just thought I'd tell you.
Thank you. I had begun to wonder.
If it's any comfort, you're not the only one. It was quite a neat operation. He seems to have cleared about 5,000 quid.
I'm afraid that's no consolation whatsoever.
Oh, well. I'm afraid I can't stay and enjoy the show. I'll let you know if he decides to give it all back again.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry, there's something I ought to tell you.
Not now.
Yes, now. I'm afraid something's happened that's changed everything.
Changed? What everything?
My hopes, my dreams. I've had some bad luck. I've lost a lot of money.
What?
There's no drink for the customers, and I've no money to pay you. So you'd better stop now.
Nelson, I'm in the middle of a storm.
Amazing. Thanks a million times, Albert.
Hang on. I haven't told you what we decided yet.
Oh, sorry.
What was it?
Well, we managed to pin it down to Thursday.
Thursday?
Mm. It's the day I usually come back late anyway, so it's no trouble for me to drop Lucy off here on my way.
You mean every Thursday?
More or less. Oh, and I made her promise she wouldn't stay late any other day without letting you know beforehand.
Promise? Oh, blimey. I don't know how you do it.
I don't see why it shouldn't work. She'd rather have a lift than catch the bus.
Hey, look at the time. I bet you haven't had your supper yet.
Well, I...
Look, I've got plenty of stuff in the fridge. Why don't you go out the back and help yourself?
Thanks for the offer.
Hello, hello, hello. Miss Holland, as I live and breathe.
Oh, Sergeant Barry.
Evening.
Can I buy anyone a drink?
Well, thanks. I'll have a lager and lime.
And I'll have a pint.
Right. But Kathy, what about your tea?
Tell you what, I'll have one of your pies. They look all right.
You can stick one in for me while you're at it.
Yes. Right you are.
Well, Sergeant, tell me how you solved the crime of the century.
What's all this Sergeant stuff? Why don't you call me Dave?
Okay, Dave. My name's Kathy. Now, tell me how you tracked down that video.
Well, it might take quite a while. Why don't we go and sit down somewhere more?
Oh, hello, love.
Do you know where John William are?
Dad's showing him the turkeys.
Tell me how to drink.
An open drop, Basic.
Not Joe William.
They're in by the turkey shed.
Eddie?
What?
What was Colonel Danby doing down here?
I
saw you talking to him after dinner. What did he want?
Nothing. He was just passing.
What do you mean he was just passing?
He just stopped for a chat. Oh, go on, Miranda. You're blocking the road.
That's a funny thing for him to do, isn't it?
He's a funny bloke. Are you going to bring us out a cup of tea, then?
Yeah, all right. When I give him William his drink.
Clary?
Yeah?
How many bags of that flour have we got left?
Not sure. Quite a lot.
Have you made any more today?
Yeah, all right. I'll try and grind up a bit more before tea.
No, don't do that.
What?
What I was going to say is, I think we've got enough for now. Enough to be going on with.
All right. Suits me. Eddie?
Yeah?
I did enjoy last night.
You said that last night and this morning.
No, but I mean it. We ought to go to the pictures more often. We shouldn't just save it for our anniversary.
No trouble is, there ain't as many westerns as there used to be.
I think we've been married for 3 years.
Hello? Hello?
Blimey. Mrs. Archer? Eddie, what's the matter? Where are you going?
I'll see you later.
Clary!
Hello, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, where's Eddie going? I want a word with him.
Who?
Where's he gone to?
He's had to get on with the work.
What did you want him for? Aren't those his horns sticking up behind that wall?
Eddie!
Perhaps it's one of the cows. They're gone now, anyway.
Huh. Wouldn't be trying to hide from me by any chance.
Hide? Why would he want to hide?
Never mind. Where's Joe?
Joe? He's with William. Can I give him a message?
No, Clary. I'm sure it's absolutely nothing to do with you.
What isn't?
Well, it's about this so-called flour you've been making.
Pour us a cup of tea, then. It's cold out this morning.
Yeah, don't like the look of it.
Oh.
Right there. I reckon we're in for a hard winter.
Oh. Can you reach my breakfast from the oven?
No, I can't. It ain't there.
Stay there, William. That's a good boy. Mummy will be back in a minute.
Clary, where's my breakfast?
All right, I'm just going to do it. I just got to get William some plain romper.
I'm starving.
Glad I got you two here together at last. There's something I want to say.
Oh, I can't wait for sausages. It'll have to be eggs.
I'm not making any more of that flour.
All right, nobody's asking me to.
Hold on, hold on. We ain't decided yet.
I've decided I'm not having any more to do with it.
Now then, Clary. You don't want to go listening to what Laura Archer says. She's mad.
While you two were down the Cat and Fiddle last night, I looked it up in the Farming Encyclopedia.
Blimey.
It's no good. You can't make proper bread from what you was growing. It's the climate.
But I've never read a farming book in my life.
If you want wheat to make flour, to make bread, you have to get it from America. Hard, strong wheat. That's what it is.
Look at her.
I know it's all about hard grains and soft grains. What did they do before Christopher Columbus then, eh? Tell me that, hmm?
I'm surprised we haven't been had up for it.
You what?
No, we ain't done nothing against the law. Just because one daft old woman comes down here and gets hysterical.
You don't suppose she's going to be the only one, do you? We're lucky we haven't had the whole of Borchester up here asking for their money back.
Oh, I'd like to see them try.
Dad,
yeah?
She has got a point. She's never put her name on those bags.
What happens when they start knocking on our door, hey? When the phone starts ringing, who's going to answer it?
Now, Clary.
Not me.
I've had enough. I'm having nothing more to do with it.
Come into here somewhere.
That's fine, Tom. That's very nice.
Right,
oh. I must say, when Caroline suggested bulrushes, I wasn't quite sure. But I think she was right, as usual.
Ah, they got a nice old-fashioned look.
There wasn't time to get any palm trees.
So, that was Hebe, was it?
They've been having a rehearsal to make sure the acoustics are right.
Ah, we could hear them from outside.
Better than the Tommy Croker Quartet, eh, Tom?
Well,
she's in quite a different league. She's an artist. She's one in a million, Tom, believe me.
Well, I've never heard nothing quite like her.
Good afternoon.
Well, well, look who it is.
I hope you don't mind.
No, 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 come on in. What do you think, eh? Not bad, considering it's such short notice.
Someone clearly has a gift for improvisation.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your misfortune. Does Sergeant Barry think they'll catch him?
I've no idea. I'm afraid I can't wait around to find out.
Oh, you're not going away and leaving us?
Hello, Nelson.
Hello, Caroline. I like the bulrushes.
Is anything all right?
They asked if we could draw those curtains. There's too much echo.
Oh, Tom, could you...
Right you are, sir.
Did you want to speak to Hebe? They're in the middle of a rehearsal.
No. I brought the rest of her wardrobe. It's in the lobby.
Oh, I hope there are no hard feelings, Nelson. This is a tough business, but I'm sorry it had to happen this way.
No, Jack. No hard feelings.
Still, I can't tell you how delighted I am to have Hebe singing at Grey Gables. It quite makes up for my disappointment over Hazel.
What's that?
Is that better?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Hazel won't be able to come. She's going to Gibraltar for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Gibraltar?
Mm.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, Tom, we'll just have to manage without her, won't we?
Well, we'll all do our best, sir. Don't you worry.
Oh, I think they're going to start again. I'm going to sit down. Why don't you stay for one number, Tom? I'm sure you can spare 5 minutes.
Ah, right, old man.
It's like feeding ambrosia to a warthog.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's nearly all been too much for me.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm not about to drown myself, if that's what you mean.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I shall go somewhere and lick my wound.
Hebe asked me to say hello.
Is that all?
No. She said this next song is for you.
For me?
Come on. Let's go and sit down.
Listen, big boy. Now that your plans are made. Goodness, but I'm afraid. Something's going to happen to you. Listen, big boy. You got me hooked and how. I would die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat. When the wind is free, take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Oh, don't eat me. Oh, cut out sweet.
And produced in our Birmingham studios by William Smethurst. Well, now, let's see what the men from the ministry are up to.